I am going to give a class on the glories of Lord Balaram. It is his appearance day. So there is a very nice mantra that is given to us by the great Vaishnava poet Jayadev Goswami in his introduction to the Gita Govinda, which is commonly known as the Dash Avatar Stotram. Vahasi vapushi vishade vasanang jaladhabang halahati biti melita yamunabam keshavadrita haladhara rupa jajagadisha hare Jaya Jagadisha Hari, Jaya Jagadisha Hari, Keshavadrita Balaram Rupa, Jaya Jagadisha Hari, Jaya Jagadisha Hari. Jaya Jagadisha Hari Keshavadrita Baladeva Rupa Jaya Jagadisha Hari Jaya Jagadisha Hari Jaya Jagadisha Hari Jaya Jagadisha Jaya Jagadisha, Jaya Jagadisha Hari, Jaya Jagadisha, Jaya Jagadisha, Jaya Jagadisha Hari. O Keshava, O Lord of the universe, O Lord Hari, who have assumed the form of Balaram, everyone please say that holy name.
Balaram.
The wielder of the plow, all glories to you. On your brilliant white body, you wear garments the color of a fresh blue rain cloud. These garments are colored like the beautiful dark hue of the river Yamuna, who feels great fear due to the striking of your plowshare. That last part of the verse refers to a particular lila that took place 5,000 years ago on this earth planet during the time of Krishna and Balaram's appearance. For my first little reading, this will hopefully inspire you to want to hear about Lord Balaram, because we need, in spiritual life, we need inspiration. We require to become enthused. Those who have been initiated into the ISKCON Gayatri Mantras, Prabhupada has given 7 Gayatri mantras with the Brahminical initiation, and this word prachodayat occurs, to become enthused, to become enlivened. So this is from Srimad Bhagavatam. So since I'll be speaking on Srimad Bhagavatam, I will ask you to please repeat. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate
Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate
Vasudevaya. Sri Shukadeva Goswami continued speaking to Maharaj Parikshit, saying, King Sharyati begot three sons named Uttanabarhi, Anartha, and Burishena. From Anartha came a son named Revata. O Maharaj Parikshit, subduer of enemies, this Revata constructed a kingdom known as Kushastali in the depths of the ocean. There he lived and ruled such tracts of land as Anartha. He had 100 very nice sons, of whom the eldest was Kukudmi. Taking his own daughter, Revati, Kukudmi went to Lord Brahma in Brahmaloka and inquired about a husband for her. When Kukudmi arrived, Lord Brahma was engaged in hearing musical performances by the Gandharvas, and he had not a moment to talk with him. Therefore, Kukudmi waited, and at the end of the musical performances, he offered his obeisances to Lord Brahma and thus submitted his long-standing desire. After hearing his words, Lord Brahma, who is most powerful, laughed loudly and said to Kukudmi, O king, all those whom you may have decided within the core of your heart to accept as your son-in-law have passed away in the course of time. 27 chapter yugas have already passed. Those upon whom you may have decided are now gone, and so also their sons, grandsons, and other descendants. You cannot even hear about their names. O king, leave here and offer your daughter to Lord Baladev. Everyone say, who is still present. Now this is coming from Lord Brahma, these next statements. This is from Lord Brahma. Lord Brahma has gotten that post because he is the most intelligent person in the universe. To become a Lord Brahma, you must be super qualified. There's one statement in the Bhagavatam that in order to become Lord Brahma, you have to perform the Vedic religious rituals perfectly without any mistake for 100 births. Not so easy. And also it is said that Lord Brahma has gotten that post because of his great quality of forgiveness. So the most intelligent person, and sometimes we learn from Chaitanya Charitamrita, sometimes there is nobody qualified to be Lord Brahma. So then in that case, when there's nobody qualified, Krishna himself takes the post of Lord Brahma. So our Lord Brahma, the current, is speaking now. And he's going to say some very nice things about Lord Balaram, who is here on the altar, smiling upon. Is he smiling? So as we hear, from time to time, look over at Lord Balaram. Lord Balaram is most powerful indeed. He is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, whose plenary portion is Lord Vishnu. The word plenary means full. Your daughter is fit to be given to him in charity. Lord Baladev is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. One who hears and chants about him is purified. So this is the impetus. We're hearing about Lord Balaram, therefore you're getting purified. The result of being purified is you become happy. Anybody not want to get purified? Anyone not want to get happy? Here is the science of happiness. Hear about Lord Balaram. Because he is always the well-wisher of all living entities, he has descended with all his paraphernalia to purify the entire world and lessen its burden. We see in the Bhagavad Gita that this is one of the reasons why Krishna descends to lessen the burden of the earth, because God is very merciful and has an affection for our planet, planet Earth. Otherwise, why would he come? If there was no concern, if there was no connection, God could say, oh, planet Earth, let them go to hell. But he doesn't, because he's merciful and there is some connection. Sri Shukadeva Goswami. So that's how Lord Brahma describes Lord Balaram. Having received this order from Lord Brahma, Kukudmi offered obeisances unto him and returned to his own residence. He then saw that his residence was vacant, having been abandoned by his brothers and other relatives, who were living in all directions because of fear of such higher living beings as the Yakshas. Thereafter, the king gave his most beautiful daughter in charity to the supremely powerful Baladev, and then retired from worldly life and went to Badrik Ashram to please Nara Narayan. So we just heard now from Lord Brahma. Now we will hear something about Lord Balaram from Krishna. Who better to tell us about Balaram than Krishna himself? If you're ready to proceed, then please indicate by saying, Baladeva ki jai. Shukadeva Goswami said, under the protection of Magadha Raj Jarasandha, the powerful Kamsa began persecuting the kings of the Yadu dynasty. Persecuted by the demoniac kings, the Yadavas left their own kingdom and entered various others. Some of their relatives, however, began to follow Kamsa's principles and act in his service. After Kamsa, the son of Ugrasena, killed the six sons of Devaki, a plenary, what does that word mean? People are paying attention. Very good. That's a good sign for a speaker. When people are paying attention, it means you're doing your job. Thank you. I hope I get a raise. A plenary portion of Krishna entered Devaki's womb as her seventh child, arousing her pleasure and lamentation. That plenary portion is celebrated by the great sages as Ananta. Everyone said, who belongs to Krishna's second quadruple expansion. So the quadruple expansion, technically known as Chaturvyuha. Everyone say, Vasudev, Sankarshan, Pradyumna, Aniruddha. So there's the original Chaturvyuha, then there's a second. And all the incarnations stem from those. To protect the Yadus, his personal devotees, from Kamsa's attack, the personality of Godhead, Vishvatma, can you say? Vishvatma. The supreme soul of everyone, ordered Yogamaya as follows. The Lord ordered, O my potency, you are worshipable for the entire world, and your nature is to bestow good fortune upon all living entities. Go to Vraja, where there live many cowherd men and their wives. In that very beautiful land where many cows reside, Rohini, the wife of Vasudev, is living at the home of Nanda Maharaj. Other wives of Vasudev are also living there incognito because of fear of Kamsa. Please go there. Within the womb of Devaki is my partial plenary expansion known as Sankarshana. Everyone? Sankarshana. Or Shesha. Without difficulty, transfer him into the womb of Rohini. O all auspicious Yogamaya, I shall then appear with my full 6 opulences as the son of Devaki, and you will appear as the daughter of Mother Yashoda, the queen of Maharaj Nanda. The son of Rohini will also be celebrated as Sankarsana because of being sent from the womb of Devaki to the womb of Rohini. He will be called Rama. Everyone say, because of his ability to please all the inhabitants of Gokula. And he will be known as Balabhadra because of his extensive physical strength. Shukadeva Goswami said, when the child of Devaki was attracted and transferred into the womb of Rohini by Yogamaya, Devaki seemed to have a miscarriage. And now we will hear about Baladev from our spiritual master, his divine loving grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki. So the first thing that I read was from 9th canto. What I just read was from 10th canto. And this purport is from 1st canto, for those who are interested. So Prabhupada in this purport is giving a synopsis of the Balaram avatar. In that song that we first sang from Jayadev Goswami's Dashavatar Stotram, in that prayer he mentions 3 Ramas. First he mentions Parashurama. Then he mentions Ramachandra. And then he mentions Balaram. So here is Prabhupada's purport on Baladev. Baladev is the divine son of Vasudev by his wife Rohini. He is also known as Rohini Nandan. Everyone say? Rohini. The beloved son of Rohini. He was also entrusted to Nanda Maharaj along with his mother Rohini when Vasudev embraced imprisonment by mutual agreement with Kamsa. So Nanda Maharaj is also the foster father of Baladev along with Lord Krishna. Lord Krishna and Lord Baladev were constant companions from their very childhood, although they were stepbrothers. He is the plenary manifestation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And therefore, he is as good and powerful as Lord Krishna. He belongs to the Vishnu Tattva, the principle of Godhead. So, there are different tattvas. So, the principle of Godhead, that's called Vishnu Tattva. Then the energies, they are known as Shakti Tattva. Lord Shiva is in his own category, Shiva Tattva. And then there is us, Jiva Tattva. Lord Shiva is in between Vishnu Tattva and Jiva Tattva. So those are the tattvas. So welcome to your tattva. Balaram attended the Swayamvara ceremony. Swayamvara in Vedic times, a princess was able to select a husband by open competition, and various big Kshatriya kings and princes would have to compete for the hand of the princess. He attended the Swayamvara ceremony of Draupadi along with Sri Krishna. When Subhadra was kidnapped by Arjuna by the organized plan of Sri Krishna, Baladev was very angry with Arjuna and wanted to kill him at once. But Sri Krishna, for the sake of his dear friend Arjuna, fell at the feet of Lord Baladev and implored him not to be so angry. Sri Baladev was thus satisfied. So on our altar we have Balaram, we have Subhadra, and we have Krishna, Jagannath. So you can just picture, if you can, Krishna falling at the feet of Baladev to excuse his friend Arjuna. Similarly, Balaram was once very angry with the Kauravas, and he wanted to throw their whole city into the depths of the Yamuna. But the Kauravas satisfied him by surrendering unto his divine lotus feet. He was actually the seventh son of Devaki prior to the birth of Lord Krishna. That's why it's amusing, so to speak. Balaram is Krishna's first expansion, but he's also his older brother, huh? Welcome to the transcendental world. You throw out all material logic. It doesn't apply. That somebody can be their first expansion and their elder brother at the same time. As Prabhupada writes, when you come to this, what we called achintya, inconceivable platform, because that is what spiritual life is. It's inconceivable. When you come to this platform, the way to appreciate is to try to accommodate an elephant on a dish. All right? You all have dishes at home. When we go for prasadam, they'll give you a plate. So try now to imagine an elephant standing on your plate. Yes. Or another way, that famous story, when the cobbler was visited by Narada Muni. And Narada Muni told the cobbler that he had just seen Lord Narayan, and that Narayan said that this cobbler was going to be delivered at the end of this life. And the cobbler, "Oh, my Lord is so great." And the cobbler said, "Narada, what was the Lord doing when you spoke to him?" And Narada said, because the Lord had told him what to say, because Narada was on a covert mission. Even Krishna has his CIA. So, Narada was told by Lord Narayan, when he asks, tell him that I was threading an elephant through the eye of a needle. Ladies, you know what the eye of a needle, how big it is. So, when Narada had previously told the brahmanas, before seeing the cobbler, Narada told the brahmanas, "Oh, the Lord said, you're not going to be delivered in this lifetime." So the Brahmin said, "Yeah, how do we know you were with Lord Narayan? What was he doing?" And Narada, "Oh, he was threading an elephant through the eye of a needle." And the Brahmin, "Oh, Narada, you weren't with Narayan. He was threading. Go away, Narada. Go away." They didn't believe that Lord Narayan was threading an elephant through the eye of a needle. But when Narada told the cobbler, the cobbler said, "Oh, fantastic. My Lord was threading an elephant." And Narada said, "You believe that?" He says, "Of course I believe that." He said, "Look at this banyan tree. And look at this banyan seed. This banyan seed turns into a big banyan tree. This is inconceivable that this within this little banyan seed is a tree. If he can do that, he can thread the elephant through the eye of a needle." And that's when Narada could understand why the cobbler was being delivered and not the Brahmins. They had no faith. But this simple cobbler, no education, always dirty, poor, downtrodden, but he was going to be delivered. Yeah, so in spiritual life, keep in mind, an elephant on a dish. Okay, anything is possible. Just like Krishna lifted the Govardhan Hill at the age, anybody here age of 7? So, can you lift a mountain and hold it up for 7 days with your pinky of your left hand? I'm sure you can do many wonderful things, but I'm glad you said you couldn't. But Krishna at your age was able to lift Govardhan Hill. Inconceivable. His other name is therefore Sankarshan, who is also the plenary portion of Sri Baladev. Because he is as powerful as Lord Krishna and can bestow spiritual power to the devotees, he is therefore known as Baladev. In the Vedas also it is enjoined that no one can know the Supreme Lord without being favored by Baladev. Bala means spiritual strength, not physical. Some less intelligent persons interpret Bala as the strength of the body, but no one can have spiritual realization by physical strength. Physical strength ends with the end of the physical body, but spiritual strength follows the spirit soul to the next transmigration, and therefore the strength obtained by Baladev is never wasted. That strength is eternal, and thus Baladev is the original spiritual master of all devotees. Now, this point Prabhupada is making, that physical strength has nothing to do with spiritual realization. That I'm sure all of us can appreciate. You've seen on the TV big, strong men, but you're not going to go to them for spiritual knowledge. And Prabhupada was a very physically small, very gentle, right? But Prabhupada's knowledge was unfathomable. And notice Prabhupada's mentioning here that spiritual knowledge continues. That's why we hear in the Bhagavad Gita, Nehavikrama nashosti pratyavayo navidyate svalpam apyasya dharmasya trayate mahato bayat. A little bit of advancement in bhakti yoga can protect you from the most dangerous type of fear. Whatever spiritual advancement you make in this life, your account, nobody can touch. Prabhupada used to say all the time, everyone who does any devotional service, you have a spiritual account. Unlike your 401ks and your retirement programs, which somebody might want to take, or those of us who are waiting for Medi-Cal and Medicaid, and those Republicans are trying to take it away, don't let them. Kick them out. Vote them out. Get rid of them. That's a side issue. So, unlike the rascals, your spiritual account nobody can touch. Nobody can, and Prabhupada said, every time you do some service, it is written down. Prabhupada even said, the child that comes to the kirtan claps, oh, mark it down. When you chant the maham, when you do any kind of devotional service, it is being written down in your account. So in that sense, you can be very, very gung-ho. You can be very, very selfish. Do as much, earn as much in your devotional account as you can in this life. Do as much as you can, because you will take it. Prabhupada even says that, let's say in this life you accumulate 60% in your account. In your next life, you start with 61. Don't ask me how you get the extra percent. But that's what he said. You start your next life with 61. So increase your account more and more. However much time you have left, just be fixed. I must increase my bhakti account. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Coming to festivals is a good way to increase your account. And we have lots of festivals coming up. We have, what's the next big one? Yes, Krishna Janmashtami. And then we have Prabhupada's appearance day, the most blessed event. And then Radhastami. And it just goes on. So take advantage of these festivals, because these festivals are ways to increase your spiritual bank account. Sri Baladev, oh, one more point. It says that Balaram is the original spiritual master for all devotees. And we learn from Chaitanya Charitamrita that the spiritual master is the representative of Lord Balaram. Representative. So we take what Srila Prabhupada instructs us, we take it very seriously, because it's Sakshad Haritvena Samasta Shastra. It's as good as God. The instructions of the spiritual master are as good as instructions as if they were coming from God himself. Sri Baladev was also a class friend of Lord Sri Krishna as a student of Sandipani Muni. In his childhood, Balaram killed many asuras or demons along with Sri Krishna, and specifically he killed the Dhenukasura at Talavan. During the Kurukshetra battle, he remained neutral, but actually he was very upset. He didn't want to remain neutral. He wanted to take part, but he wasn't allowed. So Balaram went on touring instead, but he was like, oh. You know, because he's got these two weapons, right? I think he's holding them. Plowing the... Don't mess with Balaram. There are many stories. He's very expert with those weapons. During the battle of Kurukshetra, he remained neutral, and he tried his best not to bring about the fight. He was in favor of Duryodhana, but still he remained neutral. When there was a club fight between Duryodhana and Bhimasen, he was present on the spot. And he was angry at Bhimasen when the latter struck Duryodhana on the thigh or below the belt, and he wanted to retaliate the unfair action. Lord Sri Krishna saved Bhima from his wrath, and he left the palace at once, being disgusted at Bhimasen. That's interesting. Balaram might be angry at you, but if Krishna protects you, you're saved. That's why there's that saying, if Krishna protects somebody, nobody can harm you, even Balaram. And if Krishna wants to kill you, ain't nobody going to save you. So I think we should take shelter of Krishna. All in favor say, Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
The funeral ceremony of Abhimanyu, the son of Arjuna, was performed by Balaram, as he was the maternal uncle. It was impossible to be performed by any one of the Pandavas, who were all overwhelmed with grief. At the last stage, Balaram departed from this world by producing a great white snake from his mouth, and he was thus carried by Sheshanaga in the shape of a serpent. What a way to go. Produce a snake from your mouth, get on the snake, ta-ta, and he goes back home, back to Godhead. Lord Balaram Aki. So the specific pastimes of Balaram are delineated in the 10th canto. How many of you have that book by Prabhupada, Krishna, the Supreme? Ah, very good. One of my favorite books. I was reading it today and getting ready for today's lecture, and I was amazed how nice Prabhupada has written Krishna book. It's so, so nice. And one pastime that I very much like to remember, I'll try to remember. Will you bless me to remember? Say, Hari Bol. All right, I'm going to go into Samadhi now. All right, once upon a time. So, during that time of the Kurukshetra War, Balaram was on pilgrimage, touring throughout India, going to holy places. And he went to this holy place called Naimisharanya. And there were many, many great sages, saintly persons, rishis. And they were performing a sacrifice. And they were hearing about the Vedas, transcendental knowledge, from a person known as Romaharshan Sutta. His father was a Kshatriya. His mother was a Brahmana. So this is called a certain kind of mixed caste. So he was not a pure Brahman. But because of his knowledge and austerities, and because he had gotten the blessings of Vyasadeva, he was elevated to the seat. This is called the Vyasasan. Someone who sits on this seat has to represent the knowledge of Vyasadeva. Otherwise, he's disqualified. If I sit here, anyone sits here on this seat, they have to present the knowledge of Vyasadeva, not their own knowledge. So Romaharshan was speaking in front of Brahmins, Rishis, sages, and Balaram on tour came. And as soon as Balaram entered the assembly, everyone stood up in respect because they all knew, this Balaram is not just a Kshatriya king. He is the Supreme Personality of Godhead himself. So everyone in the assembly stood up. Romaharshan was thinking, I am sitting on the Vyasasan and I don't need to stand up to Balaram. And Balaram could detect, this Romaharshan is a little puffed up, I think. He does not know the etiquette. And Balaram said, yes, because of that mixed birth, he is a little faulty in his understanding. And my business, why did I come? I came in order to establish religious principles and to take care of those who violate the religious principles. This Romaharshan, he should not really be sitting on that Vyasasan. He's unqualified. So Balaram, in the presence of everyone, he took a blade of kusha grass, just a blade of kusha grass, came forward and simply touched Romaharshan with the blade of kusha grass. Romaharshan was killed dead. Is Balaram all powerful? Unbelievable. Just touching him, make a great movie. Anybody on the internet from Hollywood, come talk to me. We'll do a movie on this scene. Could you? That would be a great movie. He comes stealthily, the music, and he touches him with the kusha grass. And all the Brahmins and sages, then there was a big talk. Balaram, you have done this. And Balaram said, no problem. If you like, I can bring him back to life and he won't have any memory of the whole incident. That's what God can do. God can kill and then, all right, unkilled, if he likes. Because he's God. I can't do that. But God can do that. The Brahmin said, no, it's all right. You're the Supreme Personality of God and we'll let it be. But we're worried about your... Because the Brahmins were like PR, but we're worried about your image. People may, imitate. You got to set the right thing here. You got to do something to rectify. So Balaram said, whatever you tell me to do, I'll do. I am surrendered to you all. So the Brahmin said, well, every so often a big, big demon comes, Bovala. And when he comes, he's great big body, he flies over, and while we're doing the sacrifice, he throws mucus and stool and urine and all kinds of obnoxious thing, and he contaminates. So we want you to take care of him. So Balaram said, yes, I will stay. So within some time, the big Bolvala demon came, and Balaram took his plow. And with his plow, he dragged him down to the ground. And then with his club, he smashed him on the head. Balaram ki. Then Balaram said, now I will atone for my so-called sin. And he continued to travel to holy places of pilgrimage. And when Balaram eventually finished his tour, and when he arrived back at Dwaraka, then Balaram gave up any more fighting, because it was the end. No, there was no more need to fight, and Balaram retired from fighting. Lord Balaram ki. So, myself personally, I have some personal affection for Balaram. Over the years, in previous years, I would get special mercy from Lord Balaram. Sometimes I would be allowed. How many were here for Snana Yatra? So when we have Snana Yatra, Balaram comes off the altar, right? And he's carried around the temple room. And then he's put in the bathing area. So many times I was allowed to be one of Lord Balaram's carriers. So, and then many times, several times, Rabindranath, by his great, you all know Rabindranath, right? Our illustrious head pujari. Do you know that Rabindranath has never left New Dwarka since 1972? He's never left. He is completely sold out to our deities. That's why he's so potent and pure. And now it's time for RT. Thank you very much. Lord Balaram ki.